You're listening to episode 19 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Vanprate, and yes, it's a little bit quieter here. What we're missing is our intro music, so I'm trying to get something a little more unique underway, so we're going to go sans intro music today, and we're just going to get right into the topic. So, really excited to get back to the podcasting, especially after last week's 2018 Vision Impaired Curling Championships. And if you want a recap of that, check out episode 18 that we did earlier this week. But really wanted to dive in to today's podcast because I'm super excited. We had an email question wanting to talk about a certain topic on the podcast. So I'm more than happy to do that. I'm really encouraged that we've got some questions coming in. So first off, just want to say I apologize if I sound a little bit weird. I'm battling the bug that everybody seems to have. Actually, I think, you know, knock on wood, I've got a little bit easier than some people have had. Some people have had some really rough times with this flu coming around. And we're actually going to talk maybe a bit about that in an upcoming podcast about how to stay healthy in terms of flu season, even though hopefully we're kind of on the out of the flu season. So the question came from one of our avid listeners, one of our avid followers of the CCB Health and Fitness Program, and we're going to call him Bob. Just, you know, we want to keep things anonymous, so to speak, and not that it really matters. This person, I don't think, really was too concerned, but we're just going to call him Bob, and I told him, we're going to call you Bob on this episode. Because the question came across as a direct question to me, but I asked him if we could use it as a discussion for a podcast, and he said, certainly. So one of the other things that Bob was concerned about was that this question wasn't really appropriate for the CCB Health and Fitness Program, because I've said many times that what we're looking to do is to get people up and active for life. We're not looking to create super athletes. However, we are looking to help you along your path and your journey for physical fitness, and that includes progression. So Bob's question really was surrounding how to progress in his fitness program, as he's an avid indoor rowing machine user. And rowing is awesome. As a swim, bike, run guy myself, oftentimes rowing is the go-to for any type of rehab if you're not able to do one sport or another, or you're just looking for some general fitness. I don't have room for a rowing machine down in my basement, nor the money currently, but if I had the choice to pick one machine to replace my treadmill and my bikes and a swimming pool, a rowing machine would be it. I mean, you can just develop awesome cardiovascular strength and endurance, muscular strength. You're working major muscle groups. It's pretty amazing. So Bob has been really avid in using his rowing machine and watching his heart rate and seeing how, you know, his fitness is increasing and his heart rate during a certain effort would be decreasing. And that's exactly what we want to see. So, you know, let's say, for instance, you're doing 20 minutes on the rowing machine at level 10, and we're just spitballing here. So level 10 for 20 minutes, and let's say your heart rate's at 160. Well, eventually, as you become more fit, you would do 20 minutes at level 10, and you would notice your heart rate might go down. It might go into the low 150s or even in the 140s. And that's basically meaning that your body is becoming more efficient and more capable of handling that particular workload. So Bob was seeing similar results, I think, and really wants to know, okay, what's the next step? And so we've talked about the FIT principle, frequency, intensity, type, and time. So 3 to 5 times a week at a moderate intensity, you know, where you can have a conversational pace for roughly 30 minutes at a time and doing types of exercise that involve cardiovascular fitness and strength training. So that's to get started. That's to cover your basis. That's to get you in a groove. And once you're in a groove, then you can mix things up to keep it interesting and to mix things up for your body. Again, your body will change when it is challenged. And if you start to notice a plateau, you're not really gaining any more fitness or you're getting bored, your body will respond pretty well to variability in training. You don't want to mess with things constantly. Like if you're constantly changing what you do, your body, it won't really adapt because it's kind of, you know, in a protection mechanism, it thinks you might try to be hurting it or something. But adding variability occasionally, the body really enjoys that because it's a new stimulus, it's a new challenge. So Bob's question was, well, how do I progress? How do I take that next step to increase fitness? So we're going to look at this from a standpoint of, the different types of exercise or different types of training that you can do in strength and endurance sport, and mostly in endurance sport. And I'm going to take the page from a running background or a swimming background or even a cycling background or a rowing background or a skiing background. So we look at the different types of activities in terms of endurance, so the ability to do a particular effort for a long period of time. Usually that's a lower intensity. We look at speed, so kind of flip side to that, a higher intensity for a short period of time. And then we look at strength, which is basically building muscular strength through force generation, okay? So in terms of rowing, what I would suggest to Bob is really incorporating those three types of exercise into your week. So really planning, if you're going to row, let's say 4 times a week. What you would want to do is maybe incorporate 2 times a week of some sort of endurance effort. So the endurance effort would be, at a lower intensity, but for a longer duration. So, if right now you're rowing for 30 minutes, what I would do is every week slightly increase that endurance effort to maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes, bring it up to like an hour. And so your intensity is going to be lower. You're going to have that conversational pace. If I was right beside you while you were rowing, you'd be able to converse with me with, some huffing and puffing, but you're working at a lower heart rate. You're working that fat oxidation system. So you're teaching your body to become more efficient in burning fat as fuel. So you could do that a couple times a week. It's low intensity. It's easier to recover from in general, and it's good to lay down that sort of endurance foundation. Then what I would introduce is more of a speed session. You could do that once a week if you wanted to, and that would be more interval based. Studies have really been showing that intervals are a fantastic way to build fitness quickly, and it's true because a lot of people don't have a lot of time to go out and sit on a trainer or a bike or a treadmill or out on the road running for hours. We're time crunched these days, but we're still looking for that quick hit fitness building, and interval training tends to be the way to go. So one key with interval training is starting with short intervals, because your body really has to adapt. Because if you haven't been doing interval training, it's a real task on the heart and the lungs and the muscle, the muscular system and the joints. So if you jump into intervals with too much intensity or too long of an interval, you could hurt yourself. And I mean, I did that back in 2013 and still paying the price. I got into intervals too quickly and made some poor decisions and tore a bit of a muscle and still paying for that years later. And it's just a lesson that you have to sort of build up slowly. So one of the keys there is, again, just spitballing here for an example. So after a warm-up, you certainly want to do a warm-up, 10, 15 minutes of nice, easy, gentle rowing just to get everything loose and warm. And then you can incorporate maybe 1-minuters, they call them. So 1 minute off, 1 minute on, 2 minutes off. So what would that mean would be, pick a moderate level of resistance on the rower. So don't crank it up to a hard resistance. Pick that middle resistance or even that resistance that you would use for your endurance effort. But what you're going to do is you're going to go 1 minute of all out. So you're going to basically row as hard as you can and as fast as you can for 1 minute, and then you're going to recover for 2 minutes, nice and easy, like super easy. And this is really key. What happens with people that do intervals is they sort of find that middle ground. So they don't go hard enough during the interval, and they don't rest long enough or gently enough during the rest period. Their rest is generally too intense. So you have to give yourself permission to really, really, really ease back during that rest period, because the work here is being done during the interval. That's the part where the work is being done. So you really got to rest during that rest period. So progression from that could be something of 1 minute on, 2 minutes off times 5, right? And so that's 3 minutes total, you know, 1 minute on, 2 minutes off. So it's 3 minutes times five. That's 15 minutes of intensity. And then you can cool down again. So, you know, 15 minute warm up, 15 minutes of intervals, 15 minute cool down. There's 45 minutes, right? That's a good place to start. And then you can obviously build from there. You can either go longer with your intervals. So go to a minute and a half on with 2 minutes off. You can go a minute and a half on with a minute and a half off. You could go 2 minutes on with 1 minute off. You can see how this goes, right? So basically, you're increasing your work and you're decreasing your rest time. My suggestion would be, a 1-to-1 is generally the easiest way to go, or the most aggressive way I think you should go, is if you're doing, 2 minutes, a really hard effort, I wouldn't take any less than 2 minutes off for recovery. And then when you get into an interval, if you start building up the intervals of like 6 or 7 or 8 minute intervals, obviously the intensity of those intervals are going to be a little bit less. So having the 4 or 5 minute recovery is going to be okay. So as you sort of tip the scales from a super high intensity 1 minute interval, you're going to need an equal amount or more rest. So 1 minute or 2 minutes of rest. And then as you tip that scale and you start doing longer intervals of 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, obviously the intensity is going to be coming down. So then your rest interval can be a little bit shorter, if that sort of makes any sense. I hope that sort of makes sense. But I think, you know, my suggestion to Bob would be stick with some shorter intervals, because the third suggestion here will become along the lines of strength. So the speed intervals would be something in the 1 minute range, maybe 2 minutes tops, with at least 2 minutes rest. And as those start to become easier, so to speak, then you can just add more intervals, right? You could do 5 intervals the first time, 6 intervals the next time, 7 intervals the next time. So that's your speed, right? You're trying to do that really high intensity, short burst, trying to get those fast twitch muscle fibers. So we can talk about that another time. That's the type of muscle fiber that you have that it fires off really quickly and is good for really quick contractions and teaches your energy system to work efficiently, at high intensity. So that would be your speed session. And I do that, you know, you can do that at least once a week. If you wanted to do that twice a week, you'd want to space those out by a couple days. So the third thing you want to do is strength. So we've done endurance, we've done speed, and now you want to do strength. And that's why I say stick to the shorter intervals of 1 to 2 minutes, because when you start getting into the longer intervals of 6, 7, 8 minutes, you're kind of getting into that strength endurance, right? So you're getting into that point where you're working hard, you're working those muscles hard at a high intensity, but you're working them to endure a little bit longer. So for strength intervals or strength training, I would look at it. Rewind. Okay. Tongue tied here. For strength training, I would look at doing longer intervals or a sustained kind of up tempo kind of effort. So what that would look like again is, if you're going to do your strength workout, pick a harder resistance on the machine. So let's say your endurance training or your speed training, you have a lighter endurance at like level 4 or 5. I'd pick maybe a couple levels up. So again, strength training is about resistance, moving through resistance. You're not going to have as quick of a motion, but you're going to basically grind away, so to speak, at a higher resistance. So I would say maybe 6 to 7 minute intervals with 4 to 5 minutes rest, but you're working at a slightly lower intensity in terms of like how quick you're doing the motion, but you're working at a high enough intensity through resistance on the machine, if that makes any sense. So you're not really rowing really, really fast, but it's kind of like if you were rowing uphill or you're riding a bike uphill, right? You're kind of pushing against that resistance. So that's the kind of intensity that you're looking for, is that resistance intensity. So maybe doing a 6, 7, 8 minute interval of high resistance. You're pulling, it's like you're pulling through concrete, right? You're pulling that rowing machine, and it's really hard to pull. And then you're doing that for the 6, 7, or 8 minutes. And then you would crank that resistance way back to almost nothing for like 4 or 5 minutes, just super duper easy. Okay. And then you could repeat that a handful of times. So those are strength intervals. Another way to do some strength activity is imagine, you know, if we're running or walking up a hill or riding a bike up a hill, it would be that more sustained effort. So what you could do again after a warm up, you could, you know, if you're warming up at resistance level 2 or 3, right, nice and easy, you could crank it up to resistance level 6 or 7. So it's a hard resistance, and you would try to do maybe 15 minutes at that particular intensity, right? So it's as if you're rowing up a hill you're rowing upstream for like 15 minutes at a higher resistance rate. You're not really moving fast, you're just moving with a lot of force. And then after that 15 minutes, you'd crank the resistance way down, and ease off and recover. So I hope that sort of makes sense in terms of how you can challenge yourself. Well, in Bob's case, in rowing, but you know, this works in pretty much any sort of cardiovascular activity, in cycling and running and walking, even in swimming. You can do strength type workouts. So you can do an endurance type workout in swimming, where you just kind of long effort, where it's nice and easy, just kind of cruising along. Speed efforts, where it's like sprinting as fast as you can from one end of the pool to the other and then resting. Or strength, where it's kind of that middle distance. You might be doing intervals of 6, 7, 8 minutes with, you know, 4 or 5 minutes recovery, and you could use things that create resistance, like hand paddles or they call it band swimming, tying a rubber band around your feet. And I don't go doing that unless you talk to me more about that. But these are specific swimming type workouts. So again, any endurance sport, that's how we generally sort of train the spectrum of our energy systems and kind of cover all of our bases. Is we do endurance training, long, slow efforts. On the other end of the spectrum, we do speed intervals, so short, quick, fast, high-intensity efforts with a good amount of rest. And then in the middle, we do force generation or strength-type workouts, where there may be long intervals with a moderate amount of rest against high resistance, or more of a sustained effort for 10, 15, 20 minutes, pushing a little bit more resistance than you normally would. So for Bob, that would be my suggestion on how you sort of kick it up a notch is planning that into your week. So you have a plan every time you're coming in to use that rowing machine, and every workout has a purpose, and every workout is going to challenge your body a little bit differently than the one previous. And if you're ever feeling kind of tired and just worn out, well, then you basically just set that resistance really low and just kind of cruise along and do what's called a recovery row or a recovery effort, and just cruise along nice and easily. So that's kind of the answer to Bob's question. I hope it solves it. And Bob, if you're out there, you know who you are, and just let me know. And certainly we'll keep working with you on it. But if this conjures up more questions than answers to you guys out there listening, let me know. Again, Bob was worried that this wasn't relevant to the CCB program, because again, we're not looking to create like super athletes, but if you're at a point where Bob is and you're trying to progress and you're trying to challenge yourself and get stronger and more fit, then this is what the next step is. The next step is looking to train your body in across the spectrum, because your body can go long and slow, it can go short and fast, it can go against resistance. So strength, speed, endurance, looking to train your body that way is going to cover a lot of bases. So hopefully that works for Bob, and hopefully that's a bit of a interesting topic to some of you guys. And that's where, you know, coaches come into play for high-end sports. So, you know, the high-end Olympic athletes that we're watching now, these are the things that the coaches take into account. And it requires a lot of planning. It requires knowing the athlete individually. And it's very, very delicate balance, because too much of one can really set you back, and not enough of one type of effort, maybe you're not getting the results you want, etc. And again, Bob's not looking to become super athlete here. He's just looking to challenge himself. So incorporating an endurance effort, a speed effort, and a strength effort each week is going to really help kickstart that fitness. So I would encourage any questions if you guys have a sport that you're looking to adapt to get better at, to challenge yourself, then let us know. And I mean, if you're looking at a different type of sport that's more skill based, so you know, we'll use curling as an example. It's not quite the same way of training because you're looking at more skill based, but they do similar things in training to become good sweepers, right? So they do endurance work in their weight training to become good sweepers. They do speed intervals so they can sweep really, really hard and then recover. So that's part of their training as well. Every sport has a bit of that component to it for the most part. So there's a lot of science behind the sport, and without trying to get super duper in depth, hopefully that gives you a bit of an insight. So wanted to get that podcast out. I really thank Bob for his question, and I really look forward to hearing how he progresses as we move forward. So we're February 15th, 15th or 16th, right? 16th, I think we are today, and we're looking good for our cross-country challenge. We're about halfway there, so keep submitting your results to me, and we're going to get that 6,500K, and keep submitting your questions to me, just like Bob did, because like I said, every question that is posed that I can speak of is something that creates content for everybody else out there listening. So if you're a beginner, we talk about how to get up and get going off the couch. If you're somebody like Bob who's looking to kick it up a notch, we can certainly talk about that. And super pumped to help you guys out. So have an awesome day. This is episode 19 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast, and maybe by next time we'll have some new cool intro music. I just wasn't feeling the vibe with the old one, so we're looking to keep mixing it up. So have an awesome weekend, everybody. We will talk to you again next time. Cheers.